All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I am joined with none other than Leo Zagami, who is an author, investigative journalist, and let me tell you, folks, his pedigree is extensive. This guy, he studied with the Jesuit priests. You were going to become a Jesuit priest at one point. You backed out of that, and you are now a whistleblower, but former Illuminati. You're an Illuminati whistleblower, correct, Leo?
Well, yeah, no, you are also a Freemason in the process, because Freemasonry is at the basis of all those other groups we commonly refer to as the Illuminati.
So does this has to do with your bloodline? Am I correct in saying?
Yes,
that?
Yes.
Okay, so when I say you have a good pedigree, I mean, correct?
Well, yes, I guess so. Yeah, that would be. I guess that only because of the bloodline, you are offered certain positions. And my bloodline from my mother's side is British royalty. From the other side, my father is Sicilian nobility. And so that, of course, from a very young age, put me in contact with the elite and their games, let's say, if you want to
and
call
so
it that.
No one better than you to come out and whistleblow on what's happening. Today we're going to talk about the Epstein files, what people can expect. Is this a play from the is this a powerful play by the Illuminati, the elite, to put these out? You know, I want to talk about everything today. I want to talk about Trump. I want to talk about Marjorie Taylor Greene. I want to talk about the deep state, who's really controlling who, and really get into this. But first, folks, get your red light therapy. This will be quick, I promise. The math on this actually shocked me, folks, and I'm being serious about this. I got my own Red Light PMF and Red Light Therapy System several months ago, and I'm already sleeping deeper, recovering faster, and the chronic inflammation in my back is actually gone. This is truth. Here's the kicker. Clinics charge $75 to $150 for just one single session, and you walk away owning nothing. The system costs less than 10 to 15 of those clinic visits total, and it lasts you a total lifetime, folks. This is unbelievable. No bulbs, no pods, no subscriptions. You buy it once, and you're done paying forever. That's easily $50,000 to $100,000 put back in your pocket over the next 10 to 20 years while you feel incredible every single day, folks. Right now, it's the absolute lowest price ever because of Black Friday. You can pay in full, or if you'd rather spread it out just to choose the PayPal payment, and they will do a finance option for you. Many people get plans that cost less per month than one clinic visit. And you see a lot of these spas with this red light therapy. This is actually caught the internet on fire. This is the new health craze, red light therapy. But you add the PMF mat, and you got the sandwich effect. It's the med bed sandwich effect. It's awesome. I got it at my house. Go to myredlight.com now. Use code NINO30. For bundles or Nino25 on individual items. The sale ends in just a few days. MyRedLight.com, folks. The link is down below. All right, let's get into this. Leo, so here we are.
I must
now
vouch for the red light therapy. It's something that actually works out.
And yeah.
With Matt, too. It's,
oh, I love it. I love it.
It's a benefit, you know, bring you back some.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Well, let's get into this. So let's talk about, you know, right now, Epstein files, and there's a rift with Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's resigning. What's the correlation here? Where do you see all this going? What's the intel that you're getting? What can you tell my audience?
Well, I just published a book about who is really behind Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, because often we hear the reference Shin Bet, Israel, but people need to understand that in Israel there is a deep state, and Israel itself was created thanks to the Sabbatean Frankists, this ancient Jewish sect, which is very rarely discussed. And Robert Maxwell himself, actually, his name wasn't even Robert Maxwell until in 1946 he became a British citizen. He came from Czechoslovakia. Now, actually, the place of his birth is Ukraine. And Jock was his real surname. Maxwell was a surname he took based on the Maxwell Knight, who was the head of British intelligence. He worked for at one point. He changed his name many times, but at the end he went for Robert Maxwell for that reason. And he was a very influential guy. He was from an Hasidic background. And in my book, I explain how Hasidism comes from, of course, Eastern Europe, Ukraine, Moldova, also Hungary, and all those areas. But in reality, Hasidism was like a reaction to this sect called the Sabbatean Frankist. Shabbatai Zevi was the initiator of this sect, and we had Jacob Frank, and they transformed Judaism in a very perverted practice. They infiltrated Judaism, then they also infiltrated Islam, they infiltrated Catholicism. Robert Maxwell
Sure.
was known as an international man of mystery, very influential in the espionage world. And that's because the Sabbatean Frankists have this long tradition.
So let me ask you this. Here are pictures with him and Mother Teresa. Now, I have no proof except for what I've heard through the grapevine that, I mean, Robert Maxwell allegedly was a prolific trafficker, child trafficker, correct? Now, add that with him with Mother. Was he using Mother Teresa unwittingly, or was Mother Teresa working for him? That's the question I have.
Well, Mother Teresa is a very controversial topic because, in the outside, of course, the church promotes her image as the image of a saint. In reality, she had a lot of criticism from people who collaborated with her, who were close to her. She was quite a calculative mind that left religion always second to other kind of interest of a geopolitical or of other nature. Human trafficking, of course, and the whole topic used in blackmail rings has always been present, as you know, in the intelligence world. Robert Maxwell was, first of all, though, somebody who initially came from poverty, from a situation, though, that had hundreds of years of, like I said, the Sabbatean Frankist was a sect within Judaism, so we don't have to identify all the Jews with negativity or with a negative connotation. That is the wrong kind of approach. That's why today there is a lot of confusion because we have people that tend to generalize, like Nick Fuentes, for example, or we have people that are trying to identify the problem within Judaism, like Tucker Carlson or even Candace Owen, who has a reference to the Sabbatean Frankist, in fact. But the problem is to have a deep understanding of this, you have to really know the Jewish religion and you have to study it. So it's not for every kind of journalist. Now, I have a background in journalism, but I also have a background, as you know, in the study of religions. And in this case, I broke for my Confessions of an Illuminati format, which I ended, as you know, with volume 12, because in this book I wanted to show the real power players. And Jacob Frank, who claimed to be the reincarnation of Shabbatai Zevi in Frankfurt, created the basis for the present banking system. People like the Rothschild, the Schiff, many other families of this powerful banking cartel originated from a Sabbatean Frankist milieu. Nowadays, Sabbatean Frankist is no longer in existence formally, but has left a legacy which is then been taken by people like the study group, Jewish group known as the Mega Group, with Les Wexner, Charles Bronfman, and those people who actually built up the Jeffrey Epstein legacy, including Donald Barr. Donald Barr was not always a
Well,
character.
I have a theory that I think that Ghislaine Maxwell was actually his handler. I would imagine. I mean, come on, Robert Maxwell's
Well,
daughter.
actually, you're not too far from it, seeing also the way they treat her. She's really like royalty. And in fact, in my book, I explain the importance of the female figure for this sect, the Shekinah interpretation in a twisted variety, which is, of course, a reflection of God in traditional Judaism. But for these people who practice these perverted rituals, you see, what the Sabbatean Frankensect from the very beginning, from when they were Sabbateans, which Sabbatei Zevi teached, was to pervert Judaism, practice sexual magic, orgies, eyes wide shut kind of situations, and then built up later with Jacob Frank's followers, mixing with the nobility, the aristocracy, the elite. It wasn't just a sect that restricted itself to Judaism. It merged with the black aristocracy close to the Vatican, with the Church of England and the British aristocracy. That's why we see, people involved with Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, like Meghan Markle, like Prince Andrew, like Ferguson, that now had to give up on a royal position because of it. Even Andrew, who is no longer a prince. But there's always been this connection with the Sabbatean Frankie. So Ghislaine Maxwell was introduced to Epstein by the father. The father, Robert Maxwell, was part of this elite group that gave Jeffrey Epstein in the middle of the 80s. Already in the middle of the 70s, they recruited him, and in fact, they brought him to teach at the Dalton School with Donald Barr, whose Jewish origins I've explained in my book. Nobody talks about Donald Barr or his son's Jewish origins because he converted to Catholicism actually at a later age, and that is typical of the Sabbatean Frankist. So, and he wrote also a book called Space Relations, which include all the perversions of the Sabbatean Frankist in a kind of sci-fi novel that he published 1 year before giving a job, his first
So
job.
the female energy is very important in trafficking because that's how you gain sexual
Yes.
trust,
Yeah.
right? That's what Ghislaine Maxwell would be used for. Could we say the same for Mother Teresa? I mean, do we
Yeah.
know?
Yeah. In fact, there is actually here, remember, a connection because both Mother Teresa, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell were connected to John Paul II. John Paul II, the future pope, was himself from Poland, and Poland became a hotbed for Sabbatean Frankists, for Jacob Frank's sectarian activities. Still to this day, like I explain in my book, if we have some testimonies of the Sabbatean Frankist legacy, it's because of Poland and the archives that are present, Jewish archives in Poland, more than any other place. So there is a link. And also, it's very important to understand why John Paul II blessed in a private audience Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not talking about the biggest, I mean, you're talking about future saint of the Catholic Church here. The link is this, and I tell you briefly so your audience doesn't get too confused. Jacob Frank went to Thessaloniki. He claimed to be the reincarnation of Sabbatei Zevi. He was coming originally from Ukraine and Poland. He became the guy who started this Frankist sect that then expanded all over Eastern Europe. And then he was arrested at one point by the Inquisition when they saw that he was also, going behind their back even after he converted to Catholicism because he was doing deals with the Russians and so on. He was put in a monastery. That monastery, the monastery of Częstochowa, was deemed as the most important holy place from John Paul II because it's the Holy Mary of Częstochowa. Still to this day, a lot of Catholics go and worship this Holy Mary, this Black Mary of Częstochowa. Now, he was arrested and he stayed there for many years until the Russians eventually liberated him. They liberated him because at the time the Russians were working with the Jesuits who had been kicked out of the Catholic Church for a brief time and had allied with the Orthodoxy for a moment, for that time. So there is this link between John Paul II, who was Polish, who was very close to the Sabbatean Frankist, and of course, Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, who both had backgrounds from those areas of Eastern Europe. So my book is based on the ancestry of all these people, but also on how they developed because Judaism got infiltrated and then gave birth to Reform Judaism, to Reconstructionist Judaism, to Revisionist Judaism. All these different forms of Judaism are important because today, for example, in the United States of America, you can have Abai that sustains
Yeah.
Mamdani, You can have a
Okay.
woman rabbi. You can have things that, and actually, if we go and read in the in the books that are like the Torah, fueled by the 615, whatever 13 laws that comprehend the Mosaic laws, this is antithetic to it. So I think that it is important people understand when you have at Epstein's home in New York the regular visits of Woody Allen. I mean, I don't see Woody
Oh,
Allen
yeah.
as a traditional Jew.
Ooh, yeah.
Woody Allen is a pervert. He's a guy who ended
Yeah.
up marrying his own adopted daughter with Mia
Right. Yeah. There's a
Farrow.
lot of stories about Woody Allen, right? And I know about these bad ones.
So we are talking about, but then it's not only you see about one or another party. It's unfortunately about the Uniparty, however you want to call it, the one party that rules Washington, D.C. Because the system is built in a way that once you are a member of Congress, so you want to even run for Congress, you need millions these days. And those millions comes from financiers. And those financiers, well, as you will read in this book, they're all friends of Jeffrey Epstein. So it's not about one president influenced by these people. Every single president in the last few decades has been compromised.
Well, let me ask you, so what about Trump? Okay, so we're now let's get to the topic of Trump.
Yes.
Obviously he ran for president and apparently he had donors, but I mean he used his own money to run, correct? I mean
Sure.
so he
And
is
that
kind
was
of a
actually one of the reasons why in 2015 I decided to sustain his his run for president, his bid for the presidency, and I was so close to his team, also with the establishment of Italians for Trump and so on, with the long collaboration with Alex Jones, which I had in favor of this. But today, America First is not reflected in the actions of the White House. And I see that. I'm not a blind cult member. I am somebody who views your actions. If you say one thing and you do another, it
right.
doesn't work. It doesn't
All
work for
right, so
me.
let's get to these just for a second. Let's get to these Epstein files that they're going to be released. Are we going to get anything out of it, you think, or is it all going to be redacted, a big nothing burger? Do you think there'll be names in these files? Do you think
Don't
people will be
expect
incriminated?
don't expect any videos of Ehud Barak, Virginia Roberts, Giuffre, because that's never going to happen. There is going to be heads of state and big people involved that never going to be touched by this whole thing.
That's why they
Because,
say it's a national security risk.
but so, now I explain you also why it's a national security risk. Jeffrey Epstein in 1985 inherited this whole thing from another person. That person was Trump's mentor, Roy Cohn, who was dying of AIDS.
Thanks.
He used to run the Epstein human traffic. He was the
The
one.
whole operation. He used to run the operation.
Yeah, he was the one who actually then inherited from another guy, from another Jewish guy. So it was like an inherited thing from one to the other. Until in 1986, I think Roy Cohn died of AIDS, so they had to give this whole thing to somebody else, and it was Jeffrey Epstein with Ghislaine Maxwell, who was then brought into the picture because, of course, with the father, she had already a network, a very extensive network. So in my book, I explain that Roy Cohn was connected to the B'nai B'rith and to the financial lodge of the B'nai B'rith. B'nai B'rith is a quasi-Masonic organization that was founded by German Jews in New York in the 19th century and that then developed worldwide and now is the biggest and most influential fraternal organization. Now, from the 1920s onwards, they gave up their Masonic-looking regalia of sorts. They became more like the Rotary or the Lions, you find in each. But then you have the elite of the B'nai B'rith, which Lex Wexner put together in 1991 when he established what was known as the study group, the mega group. Now, the mega group had members like Steven Spielberg, members like Edgar Bronfman, Harvey Mayhoff. We are talking about very influential people in American history. So when you go back and you analyze, these are the people who were always advising each president from now
But
back
they're
to
not advising Trump. I mean, people like Spielberg and all that. Trump is kind of outside that circle, right?
Trump.
Right?
Trump in the first presidency had more independent ways of actions that that contradicts his actions now, because now, as he's playing with fire, because he's literally playing with fire, these people have inevitably something that might bring him down. These people are, in any case, even if Trump hasn't done, like, hey, explain him a book, there is no evidence of Trump criminal doing, even from Virginia Giuffre or any other of the girls. But the problem is, he's protecting people who have been the larger financiers of the party.
Virginia Giuffre, right? She just passed away. Was that, do you believe that was they deleted her, or do you think that she, it was a legitimate, she, what did she die of, a heart attack, or what did she die from?
Listen,
Like,
it's
was it an
very
accident?
interesting.
Was it on, was it a
It's very
homicide?
unclear. Well, I would say that it was definitely deliberate, because she had already had some problems, being brought to a hospital a month before. She had denounced the fact that she was about to, there was too many strange things happening around her, and she died in Australia. Australia is
Yeah.
territory controlled by of Great Britain. In courts with their local Australian intelligence. So I don't believe that she died of natural causes. She knew way too much.
She was a key witness to everything. I mean, to a lot of, I mean, she was very powerful. I mean, this would have been a
I
game
tell you
breaker,
know who
game
might
changer.
be the next one who might end up like her? If she's not careful, Sarah Ferguson could end up like her.
Who?
Sarah Ferguson, the
Oh,
former
Ferguson.
Duchess of
Okay.
York. And I
Okay.
tell you why. Because she has been offered a book and a documentary deal of sorts to expose all the dirt that she has on the royals, on Epstein, and everything. These connections can't be. You have to understand one thing, that, for example, Meghan Markle, who ended up marrying with Prince Harry, well, she was first acquainted with Prince Andrew and Epstein and all those people, Ghislaine Maxwell. She was called to testimony by Virginia. So, I mean, I'm talking here about exposing too much. Could, of course, if Sarah Ferguson does a book which is heavily redacted and heavily influenced by her, royal handlers, that will not happen. It will just become a show. But if she really wants to reveal what went on behind the scenes with Prince Andrew and Epstein, well, that will be the end. I think that we
Of
will
her.
not. I mean, she will end up like, let's not forget that here we have a long trail
So
of
how?
people. I mean, Princess Diana. So,
So how are these Epstein files even seeing the light of day? I mean, how are even people?
okay,
They're
first
so
of
bad.
all,
They,
what
well,
are
hold
the
on, hold on.
Epstein
Let me
files?
just say this. If the elites are so powerful, how did this even break into the news cycle? Like, how did the Epstein files even get out there? I mean, Trump must be doing something right that they've seen the light of day, that people are even discussing it, that victims are feeling brave enough to come out now. So their paradigm must be coming down. It has to be, because
Okay, first of
it's seen
all,
the light of day.
I think Trump is very badly advised in the last few months, because if he was well advised, he could have used this at his advantage without all this charade that brought Major Italian Green, Massey,
Yeah, but
the
you don't think he was baiting the Democrats in to demand the release of the Epstein? A lot of people say that he was baiting them, that he was playing cat and mouse, that he was baiting them in so that he the magic trick happens to where he, all right, now I'm releasing him, because the Democrats had to demand
No,
it.
I
They
tell you
had
why
to
not.
demand this.
Ghislaine Maxwell has been moved to a resort prison by Trump's administration. There is several hours of the interview made by the DOJ which are no, not public, and not made, it will never be made public. There is things that Ghislaine Maxwell, of course, knew that she omitted for her own interest to stay alive, And to continue being what she is, because I mean, now she can receive in the chapel all her, elite friends, and people say, but why in the chapel? Let's not forget that Ghislaine Maxwell was at the center of these Eyes Wide Shut rituals, the Shekinah female power of them all.
Shekinah
So
female power. Wow.
I tell you one thing. Trump is trying to do things, but in the end, nobody who arrives to the White House will ever be able, until the system persists, to really bring that real populism to the people. Because at one point, there is a level of compromise. On the day in which the Epstein files were being voted by Congress, so we could finally see something, and it was going to be all heavily redacted. In any case, we're never going to have the full exposure. There was a Saudi prince. Let's not forget that Jeffrey Epstein had a Saudi passport. And that should already give you a link there. And that passport was obtained through another figure, very powerful figure, called Ronald Lauder, who is the sole heir with his brother of Estée Lauder Cosmetics. This is a very powerful guy who used to be the ambassador in Austria, where Epstein had his fake residence, for the Saudi passport, which is deemed fake. Now, I studied every single passport that Jeffrey Epstein ever had, and he changed passports like he was changing clothes, because every time you have a passport, if you do espionage work, you know that you have to lose it in order to lose the stamps on it, so you can continue your work. Here we're talking about arms deals, a thing I'm very familiar with because I used to be part of the Monte Carlo Lodge of the P2 in the Principality of Monaco. So the people there, including Henry Kissinger, were quite familiar to me and other people connected to the Vatican as well as the Sabbatian Frankist world. So the system is corrupt, Nino, and it's about time that we realize it and we no longer have the idea that a politician can save us from it all. Because a politician, the moment takes 100 million in his pocket from these people, is
But
no.
Trump has not done that, right? Right? I mean, there's no records of him taking, these type of that he's sold out in a matter of, 50, 60 million. I mean, he's taking donations for his campaigns and stuff, but is he connected to anybody that
Well, I
might
mean,
raise
yeah.
some red flags here?
Yes,
Okay.
we might unfortunately find some people, but at the end of the day, also it is actions that speak words. Now, for the last few months, we have been talking about a main problem: affordability. The American guy doesn't care about the Epstein files. At the end of the day, he cares about his bills. He cares about the possibility of building his own American dream, buying a house, having a decent living without going bankrupt. Something that Trump promised, no, the golden age. Is this golden age really materializing? Because the problem here, it seems like now, from this moment onwards, we're going to see the Republican Party, not all the Republican Party, but a good chunk of it, will start to view beyond the Trump era.
Right,
Remember,
they have to, and an example being Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, you see, in her speech, forever, whatever speech she did, that she abandoned the thing, but she still said she will be present in some capacity in the future. She's probably building a legacy for a future, I don't know, presidential bid or something else. But there is something, though, that I noticed in her speech. She condemns both parties. And she says both parties are disappointing because at the end of the day, they never deliver what they promise. Now, when it comes to Ukraine, Ukraine is another center for Sabbatian Frankist activity, because that's where Jacob Frank came from. That's where the sect actually influence Judaism, but also influence the politics around it. And so today, who is the president of Ukraine? A. Sabbatean Frankist Jew. Who is not a practicing Jew is Volodymyr Zelensky.
Right. The dancing
Okay.
Zorba.
So it's not like, no, but dancing. I will not. No, I mean, the thing is, it's here, it's not about, one guy is Jewish and necessarily the guy is bad, because I have a lot of great Jewish people who are reading my book and who are actually complimenting me because I took. And I did it. It's not easy to go. I mean, I don't have much Jewish blood. Maybe half, huh?
Well, hold on. Hold on. Let's get back to Marjorie because I was just hitting on Marjorie Taylor Greene.
No, but I wrote about Major Tragedy in my book, and I said, that what's happening, it's at the end something that, even Trump, I explain in my book. When he has this kind of people in his office in the White House, and I explain. In May of this year, you had a guy who no American would recognize going into his Oval Office, and just like you said, I have a great pedigree, he said the same thing of this guy because he knew that he came from a dynasty of Sabbatean Frankists of great importance. You know who this guy is?
Who is that?
This guy is
CEO or something?
the owner of Juventus soccer team, but he's also the head of Stellantis, Ferrari, Fiat, Chrysler, everything is Jeep, the third automaker in the
Well,
world.
is he's bringing the automakers back to the United States, isn't he?
This guy here took control of the company after his grandfather. This other guy is basically a guy of great relevance in our story. He was the lover of Jacqueline Kennedy. We're talking about very powerful people here. We're
The
talking.
lover of Jacqueline Kennedy?
Yes, yes.
Dang.
So we're talking very, very powerful. This guy here was on the is on the black one of the two black books of Jeffrey Epstein, and he's related to both. We're talking about the guy. This guy was also with Trump in Saudi Arabia, in Qatar. Okay, America first. Okay, but why do we have now a Qatar Air Force base in the United States thanks to Trump? Why do you have Trump putting the red carpet to Mohammed bin Salman? Why do you have basically, and
Well,
now
I mean,
Trump
the
of,
money's got to come in, right? The money's got to come in somewhere. I mean,
yes, but
you gotta have business partnerships and deals all over the world. I mean, you can't just
business
isolate
partnership.
yourself. You can't isolate
Yeah,
America.
but it doesn't mean I give you an Air Force base inside the United States of America, and you are a Qatar is a sponsor of Hamas. Come on, guys. Let's wake up a second because this is becoming a little bit ridiculous here. I mean, Hamas' main sponsor, aside from Iran, is Qatar.
Wow.
So you're giving him an Air Force base in the United States of America? You are retracting on the fact that you're leaving hundreds of thousands of Chinese students, and now you're giving the possibility of Chinese students to come here to America. Only the other day, they arrested the two or three of them with NVIDIA chips that they were bringing illegally. You know this, no?
Yeah, I saw this.
Imagine if you have hundreds of thousands of them, and Trump is doing that by letting them in the country as students, hundreds of thousands of Chinese.
I don't agree with that.
Okay, and then you have another thing that Trump said. Oh, we don't have enough workers that are prepared for this kind of jobs. We have to bring them from abroad. What? America first. Remember, Major Terry Green is not stupid, majorly, because here we're talking about betraying what you have worked on and announced during your campaign. I mean, I stick to the promises. So the promise, how was the motto? Promises made.
Promises kept.
And what are these? Sorry, I
You
don't.
bring up very valid points, and I'm sure my audience, folks, you
I
will
mean,
agree
I'm
with
sure
me.
there's going to be, of course, the
They're going to
headliners.
go crazy right now in the comments.
No, of course. And they're going to say, yeah, do this, that, man. If I give billions of dollars to Israel, Israel, of course, is connected to a resistance to all these Muslim states, is perceived as being closer to us also on many values that we share. But the problem here is that Israel has been created in a way by the Sabbatean Frankists, and I explain historically how, by pushing them first with the pogroms and the persecution in Eastern Europe, then you have the Holocaust, then in the end, basically, the Nazis and the Zionists did a deal known as the transfer agreement. The transfer agreement. And look what it says here: the dramatic Zionist rescue of Jews from the Third Reich to Jewish Palestine. Well, that dramatic rescue was made with a deal. In the end, the Jews were pushed, and they were not even let into America anymore or England, and pushed to go and colonize this Palestine. You have to go there. So now we can't, be like those lefties who say from the river to the sea, or become anti-Semite. No, because these people have suffered already a lot. They suffered because I explain in my book. The Sabbatean Frankists are even involved in the Holocaust. And in fact, there was a dear friend of mine, the late Barry Kamish, who himself explained that in this book. And Holocaust means burnt offering. In reality, it's the wrong term. It's like saying, a human sacrifice for obtaining something. And they obtained the State of Israel. So today, built out of all these compromises, you have a guy like Benjamin Netanyahu, who is a product of that revisionist Zionism, because when Zionism was created, also the Sabbatean Frankists created the left, Labor Zionist, the right, revision. So they created two to fight each other.
It's obvious. Yeah, absolutely.
And then they fight, and then you have the settlers, and then you have the reactions of the Arabs, and then this and that, and then you have, it becomes an eternal thing in which, who are the people who are striving out of all this? The military industrial complex, which Jeffrey Epstein, by the way, used to serve, it's the one that makes money. And the cash, out of all these wars. Now,
Order out of chaos, right? Order out of chaos. Conflict.
Absolutely,
Give dream.
absolutely. But in fact, now we have Zelensky, who is being given a deadline. And I tell you another thing about this deadline. You're going to see that the closer we get to the deadline, and Trump is going to start saying, well, it's not the last word. Well, we might. So in the end, it's not going to be a deadline. And Trump is doing, though, something. Mostly because he knows that now he has to really deliver on a promise. Why are we still giving billions to a guy whose friends are buying golden toilets? I'm not.
Leo, I there's yeah, I mean you bring up a lot of good points here. I'm not gonna lie about that. And I guess my audience, what do you all think here? I mean, this is pretty wild stuff. I'm not gonna debate an ex-Illuminati whistleblower. I mean, you're definitely blowing the whistle on what you believe is to be fact and true. So
I think one, for once that here, regardless of the political party, we have all seen, because of the Epstein files, manifesting the worst of Washington, D.C. And we want to really see a change. And there is people in both parties who want to see a change. But until we are fractured, this revolution that needs to be a real populist revolution, which needs to put somebody in power who doesn't have any economic interest, who doesn't want to build necessarily an hotel in Jeddah or an hotel in Dubai or one in some other place. We are, unfortunately, with a limited form of democracy, because since the very beginning of this great country of America, who were the people who signed that declaration? They were very rich people, most of them. Very influential people, most of them. And since then, we have never really seen, a man of the people who came from zero becoming the president.
No, they
Because
get assassinated, and Trump almost got assassinated.
yeah, Trump got assassinated, and Trump, of course, got assassinated. But now, when you're telling me,
Almost assassinated.
yeah, almost
Almost.
assassinated, in fact, he attempted
Okay.
assassinations against him from very dubious individuals, also. I mean, now suddenly the FBI says, oh, nothing to see here. In Butler, Pennsylvania, he was acting on his own, Thomas Crooks.
Ridiculous. I have
And
nothing to say about that, man.
what happened with the other guy on the golf course? Was he acting also alone? He had six mobile phones
Yeah.
and he used to recruit for Ukraine, and he was acting alone. So it's almost like every time the FBI is serving the deep state, and we have to just say, oh, yes, it's true, it's
Oh,
true.
that's what it is. That's the narrative,
You
right?
know,
Get you, yeah.
and we see a guy like Dan Bongino, who used to be outspoken, who used to be really entertaining.
He's
Now,
quiet now. He's just quiet. It's unbelievable.
it's just silence.
Radio silence. And then Cash Patel, I mean, yeah, I'm very surprised at that, to be quite honest with you. I'm hoping there's a bigger operation at hand here, but maybe there's
But
not, man. Maybe
the
they're
thing is,
just.
one thing I learned from people in the Sabatino Franchi too, when I was doing my book, being Robert Maxwell, being Ghislaine, being Epstein, being this, being that, what is the fundamentally, they are great blackmailers. They have dirt on everybody. And that's how they operate.
Right.
And it's like we have dirt on you, so the moment you go out of control, they push the button and you are out.
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, do we have to blindly believe that even Trump is not being blackmailed to some extent? And if not for his own actions, for the actions of his friends and people who have also
Who are
supported
around him? Yeah, I
him,
believe that's a lot, that's very believable, actually. Yeah.
you
So.
know? So I mean, it's not that like I want to, send everybody on a negative,
No.
now with
I listen.
Thanksgiving. We want to be thankful for what we
I
have.
like all perspectives on my channel. I like
Yeah.
all opinions. So that's what I pride myself on at Nino's Corner.tv. Leo, I got to jump to the next podcast right now. I'm crunched. Let me
Thank you
see the
so
book.
much, Nino,
Let me
for
see
having
the.
me on.
Yeah,
And thank you so much
absolutely.
for your honesty and transparency in touching these themes.
Yes, I
Is of great importance.
100%. Let me see the book.
The book is here. Of course,
I like that cover.
you have this Dr. Frankenstein, Jeffrey Epstein, because let's not forget this guy was doing some mad experiments in Zorro Ranch as well as strange stuff in Little St. James. I mean, he wasn't just a human trafficker or head of aspiring, he was a guy who had an office in Harvard University.
Yeah, wow.
So, and this temple of his, which I show in my book, was based on an old Sabbatean Frankist place in Aleppo where they used to meet up. It's kind of incredible to see the similarity of the two places, no?
Didn't Ellen DeGeneres have that on her show, like a kind of like her studio, or like kind of
Yeah,
the backdrop was
remember,
what
yeah.
resembled that? It's kind of weird.
Yeah, absolutely, because
That's
we do a
weird.
kind of background, and then you have the similarity of a young Robert Maxwell with Jaco Franco with the hat. You have so many weird stuff. We have this lady here who was married to the first Jewish member of the Supreme Court who moved so many progressive policies back in the days. So the infiltration has been there for a long
Since the
time.
beginning.
It's not about Trump. It's not bashing the Trump. Actually, is a guy who has tried to do a lot, but at one point, they come with a gun at your
He's just
head.
a spoke in the wheel. He's just another peg in the wheel. I think I get what you're saying, but
You
I
know, it's
still.
I lived the same thing back in Italy at one point with Silvio Berlusconi, because Silvio Berlusconi, for 20 years, he was really the politics of Italy. Until the people from the Bilderberg, they caught, they knew exactly that he was involved with similar things. They got this Ruby woman who was a minor. this. And then at that point, they blackmailed him out of office and he never regained power. But not only that, they also fined him 500 million and they said, "We're going to bankrupt you if you continue." So it's you know, they will have bankrupted Trump if he wasn't,
Yeah,
you know.
I've always thought about that. I've always th That's the one thing that I've always thought about. Like, they're so powerful. How come they couldn't, if he wasn't going to play by the rules, they could just bankrupt him? And I've always thought about that. And how come they haven't? I mean, they could have
It's
tanked that
sad to
guy.
see, you know, Neil,
But
it's sad to see that our politics are in these conditions. But then it's like, you know, it's like a patient which has, you know, a stage four cancer, and we need to cure this situation in some way or another, because otherwise our democracy is dying and it's going to be ultimately dead.
fair enough. Leo, I got to jump. Thank you so much for joining me.
Grazie.
Leo Zagami, everybody. What's the name of the book one more time?
The name of the book is The Rise and Fall of Frankist Monster, Exposing Jeffrey Epstein and the Most Powerful Jewish Sect in the World.
Where do people get it?
They can get it on Amazon or you
Amazon.
can get it on leozagami.com.
Leo, send me the link to my email. I'll put it up down below.
Absolutely. Thank you so
Yeah.
much for having me on. All the best. God bless America.